and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Brittany Garrett to the podcast with Brittany Barber Photography. Brittany, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you try to do as far as photography.
So I started photography when I was getting ready to have my first son as just something that I just did for fun. Just nobody ever paid me for anything. It was just kind of like a something that I did my background before this time in my life right now. I was a military wife. And a lot of people would travel and go out of state and out of the country for deployments. And I would spend my time taking pictures of their wives when they were pregnant. And whenever they would return back to home, I would take pictures of them whenever they returned to home. So it wasn't really something that I ever thought that would become something this big. But it just became something that I love to do. And over the years, I kind of expanded the things that I did, other than just, you know, little families and, you know, pregnancies and maternity and things like that. And I started doing weddings and boudoir and newborns and things like that that were a little more, like, bigger and important to people. It's just a way for me to show people what other people see in them.
You said you kind of started doing, you know, family things with babies and the like. What is it that made you decide to take it from just doing for families and friends and that kind of thing and actually turning this into a business?
It just became a passion. It became a passion. I was always taught if you do something that you love, you never have to work a day in your life. And I feel like I really don't have to work. Like, I just, it's so effortless for me to go and just love on these people and meet people. Most of these people that I meet are friends, you know. They were clients first and some of my very best friends.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing to do as far as photography? Is you mentioned, you know, the weddings, the boudoir, the births. Is there one of those that kind of sticks out that you really enjoy more than the rest?
I would say birth photography is so important. It is so special. It is one of those things that you're never going to capture your baby's first breath ever again. It's one of those things that whenever they come out, you see the reactions of the moms and the dads, and it's just the most blissful, most precious, most special thing that I have ever captured. I've actually got a client right now that I'm waiting on a phone call to go and do that. In the next few days, I expect she'll be there any day. But it's just one of those things that in the moment, you can't plan for it. It's so spontaneous, but it's just so special to get all of that. And you don't feel anything like that except for in a birth room, you know?
Right.
However, I do really, really, really have a love for boudoir as well. And I don't really post a lot of those pictures because those are more private. Those are very intimate, but they are so empowering. Like, so empowering. I've had women come to me who were going through divorce, who were just struggling with self-image. And they come in, and when they leave, they're just tearful, and they feel so good about themselves. And it's not about the sexy lingerie. It's just about showing people what the world sees in them. And to me, that's huge because we're so hard on ourselves and we don't always see the beauty in ourselves.
Right.
So part of my job is making people see the beauty in them, whether that be boudoir or just family portraits.
Right.
You know, people don't always see the beauty in themselves, and I get to capture that. It's cool.
Yeah. So what made you decide to venture into boudoir? Because that's a thing that a lot of photographers seem to
kind of shy away
kind
from.
Kind of shy away from. You know, they don't really want to get into that because it can be so, you know, it is so personal. You really do get to be, you know, both the subject and the photographer have to be vulnerable with each other to
right.
some extent.
Right. It's definitely a comfortability that you have to have with someone that's photographing you. I don't know a lot of these girls that I photograph. I've not gotten into like couples boudoir or, you know, men's boudoir or anything like that. I feel like I'm not there yet. But I had some boudoir done of myself when I was in my 20s. I'm definitely not not where I was then. But and it just made me feel so empowered, just like I said. And it made me look at myself differently, you know. And I just wanted other people to feel that. I wanted other people to feel that feeling. And I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a size 2 or a size 20. I've made women feel beautiful, and to me that's everything.
Yeah. You know, you kind of joked about the fact that you're not what you used to be in your 20s. Yeah. Very few of us are, but the thing is, whenever it comes to boudoir, a lot of the times you do have middle-aged women in their 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. you know, that are either trying to spice things up, they're feeling bad, like you said, going through a divorce. What is it that helps you make it to where you make these people feel comfortable enough to do something like this?
I think maybe they probably see like maybe some other boudoir. I mean, there's a lot of Instagram boudoir, you know, photographers that are only boudoir photographers, and they post their stuff all over the place. And so people see that stuff, and then they call me and they're like, hey, you don't by chance do boudoir, do you? And of course I will put up promotions and things like that too on my social media, and just kind of tell people, hey, I do offer this. And I do parties. Mm-hmm. So I do boudoir parties where I'll rent a hotel or an Airbnb, and I'll just post like a big thing and say, hey, we're having a party. I'll do like 10 girls in a weekend, just so that everybody has time. I book their hair and makeup. I have a friend who comes out and she does hair and makeup for them. And then I do the photos in a separate room. I mean, we have like a, you know, everything is separated so that nobody's uncomfortable. Everybody mm-hmm. is comfortable. Everybody is there. There's food, there's snacks, there's wine, there's mimosas. I mean, all the things. Like, it's just fun. It's just a fun thing. It's just a time to let loose and be yourself and not worry about what the world thinks. I think that we all kind of have a tendency to do that. Mm-hmm. We all have a tendency to kind of like look at ourselves and kind of crawl in a hole and just worry about what the world thinks. And I guess I'm just such a free spirit. I just want everybody else to be a free spirit and to kind of just see themselves the way that I see them, you know, through my lens. And it's cool to do that.
Yeah. Let's go back to the birth photography, because a lot of people, you know, tend to think when you're dealing with babies, you deal with them a couple of days, a couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months old. You know, before you do the photography. So what exactly is birth photography? What do you do? And what is it that makes it something that you really enjoy doing?
So it's honestly just the experience. I stay about an hour or two after the baby's born, and I take, you know, some hospital shots, which some other photographers or some people would call that a fresh 48 session as well. So I kind of include that. When their siblings come in, they meet them and they do all of that too. But it's just, birth is so raw. It's such a raw experience. It's, you come in and, you know, you get the labor portion of it. You know, usually I show up about 5 centimeters, whatever, you know, I don't know if you know too much about mm-hmm. the birthing process, but you know, whenever they get about 5 centimeters, they call me and I rush to the hospital and I'm with them. I experience that with them. I help coach them. I love on those mamas, and I just try to make it as much as enjoyable for them as possible, and try to support them as much as possible, as well as photograph the things that they have going on. A little side note, I also work in labor delivery as a surgical tech, so I get to experience birth a lot. So it's just one of my very most favorite things. Just something that I absolutely love to do.
Yeah.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need. including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Birth photography, to me, then, seems like it's just as intimate as boudoir photography then.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it is such, like you said, it's a raw moment. There's a lot of emotion. For people who've had children born and have been in the delivery room, or even to people who haven't and just seen it on TV, mm-hmm. you know, there's always such raw emotion. Things are said, done, you know, thrown. So, you know.
I hear a lot of, don't talk to me right now. You did this to me.
Right, right. So how do you take that and turn it into something that is beautiful and is something that these people will cherish?
It's one of those things that when you see the photos, they speak for themselves. They're just, you just look at it and you can almost feel the moment, you know? And to me, that's so special. I know, I mean, I send these mamas their pictures after their delivery days, and they'll text me like, I'm just crying right now. This is so special. They forget every little detail because they're so wrapped around like what's going on, and they forget those moments are quickly gone out of your memory because it's just such an intense thing.
Right.
So when you have a photographer there, and it allows the fathers or the spouse, you know, to be able to support their wife in that moment, or the mother of their baby, you know, in that moment. And so it takes all the heat off of the parents, and it just allows me to take over and just come in and say, it's cool, I got you, you know?
Right.
And other than them being like, hey, you got to get this to their spouse, you know, and they don't know what they're doing. They're running around the room. They're about to pass out. They're struggling. So, I mean, it just takes all the weight off of them so that I can step in and I can say, hey, I got you. I'm going to capture this for you. So, and I've never had one person regret doing birth photography or boudoir or family. I mean, I love my families too. I don't want to leave any of them out because I do a lot of family photography. I absolutely love it. I love the children. I love getting to meet new people. I've made a lot of great friends. So I don't want to totally shy away from my family stuff, because I do a lot of families and a lot of children, and a lot of seniors. I do a lot of engagements, a lot of weddings. I do a lot of everything. I mean, however, they're not always as intimate as the birth and the boudoir, but I love it all, you know. It's all great to me. I never have walked away from a session being like, ugh, I hate that I did that today. You know, it's just like, I just have so much fun doing it. And it's something that I love so much that I want everybody that I encounter to love as well. You know,
right.
I want you guys to love the experience. I want my clients to love the experience. I have a lot of husbands and boyfriends and fiancés that come, and they are so dreading the session and the process and having to have their picture taken, and it just seems so crazy, you know, because men just don't, they just don't like pictures, you know.
Right.
it's not like a normal, like, everyday thing that a guy's gonna say, hey honey, let's go get our picture made, you know.
Right.
But like, I have people that have written reviews on my page like, hey, like, we were dreading having these pictures done. My husband was throwing a fit. He did not want to do it. And whenever we left, he said, okay, cool, we're going to do this. I'll be cool with doing this once a year, twice a year. Like, it was a good experience. It was a great experience. I really enjoyed my time. I love people. So, and I'm kind of a little bit crazy. So people, especially whenever I'm in that zone, you know, like, I like to laugh and I like to have fun and, joke around with people, and I just have a great time when I'm doing it. So people feed off of that, and they enjoy their time. So I've had a lot of wives happy that their men are cool with coming back and, you know, doing family photos. I have a lot of repeat clients that I've had for years and years, ever since I moved back to Arkansas in 2013. I have clients that come see me 2 to 3 times a year, their whole family. So it's just great.
Yeah. A lot of people think about photography, and they just think about the session. what's going on right in front of them, what they can see. But there's a lot more to it.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so much that goes into post-processing and editing the photos. And that one hair that gets in the middle of the face that is going to distract everyone, and you've got to figure out a way to get it out of there. But what is it that makes you, you know, push through that? Because that takes so much more time than the actual session does.
Oh, yeah. The editing process is hours and hours. I mean, it might be a 30-minute session, but it's going to take me 2 hours at least to, you know, of collective time to edit that session, maybe even more. Weddings, I think it would take me probably 15 hours or more to sit down and edit that 8-hour wedding. You know, mm-hmm. There's absolutely a lot to it. And sometimes I have 10 sessions in a day, you know? And so getting all of those edited and stuff, I do them as quickly as I can, you know, but I try to keep them all in order and get everybody back in. But yeah, it's a process, and most people do understand. Most people do understand, you know, it's a process to edit everything. I do have some people that are impatiently right. waiting, but most people are very, very understanding and gracious. And I'm pretty good about giving everybody a preview within 24 to 48 hours after the session, so that they have photos to look at and to stay excited about. And everybody's been pretty excited, you know, thankful for that. So, but yeah, it's a process for sure.
Yeah. You know, I know that you told me that you're looking to possibly rebrand in the near future, but like you mentioned, you know, beforehand, that's something that takes some time, a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking to try to do with this rebrand? I mean, obviously, you know, you have a lot going on in your life that you know, contributed to this, but, you know, what is it that you're trying to hope for with this rebrand and where you're trying to go with it?
So for me, it's not only just like a photography rebranding, it's a personal life rebranding. You know, I was married for 15 years and I have 3 boys. They're amazing. But, you know, you never expect to have a failed marriage and be part of the statistic
right.
of that. However, it was something that had to happen. You know, it wasn't optional, you know, mm-hmm. and so I had to move on from that. However, I have moved on with my life. I'm very happy now. I'm very, very happy. But it's been a whole process of rebuilding my life and trying to, you know, work through my photography and keep myself together. And so it's not just a rebirth of my photography, but it's a rebirth of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a new era of just like freedom and peace and love. And I want to make sure I have the perfect name for it mm-hmm. before I pull the trigger and just, you know, shoot and make the right decision. I've had a lot of people throw out names and I love a lot of them, but there's not anything that I just absolutely feel so far that it's just it, you know? And I feel like whenever it hits, it's just going to be it, you know? I just want something that represents free spirits and you know, peace. And honestly, I kind of thought about, like, you know, wildflower images or something to that, just because I feel, you know, in a world full of roses, be a wildflower, you know? Mm. Like, just be something free. Just be free, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of how I feel, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. I'm still thinking. I want to have the perfect name. So, and I know it'll come to me, and as soon as it comes to me, it's just like I said, naming a child is so difficult. It almost might be harder because, you know, everybody has followed me for so long and they all know me as Brittany Barber Photography. So going into a new era of my life, going into a new era of my photography, I am kind of changing, you know, a lot of things about my photography as well. So it's just, I want to make sure that I'm picking the right name for this new era that I'm going into.
Yeah. Because like you said, it is kind of like naming a child. You've got to find, you know, whereas with when you're naming a child, it's, you know, the child can kind of grow and, you know, develop into his or her name. But, you know, with a business, you especially one that's already established like yours, you want something that kind of talks to your past and the future and comes together into something that's as beautiful as photography
produce. Right. And you don't want to, you know, I have such a big clientele that I feel like once I do announce a name, I would probably keep, like, formerly Brittany Barber Photography for just a time being at least, and then kind of let that fall off maybe in a year or two or something, mm-hmm. just so people can plug that into their brain, like, hey, she didn't quit doing photography.
Right.
She's just rebirthing her photography. So I want to make sure that I'm making the right steps so that people will still know that I'm still here, you know?
Right.
Because I'm not going anywhere. I love what I do. I'm not going anywhere. And I have a lot of people that support me and follow me, and I'm so grateful for all of that. So,
you know, if somebody wants to reach out, get in touch with you, see some of your work, you know, what's the best way to do that?
So I do have an Instagram. I do have a Facebook. I have a website through my Pixie Set. Probably the most updated, though, would be my Facebook under Brittany Barber Photography. I keep that pretty updated. I have a lot of stuff that I need to put on there, but I do have a lot more updated things through my Facebook. It's kind of like where I get most of my business. And I have an Instagram as well, Brittany Barber Photography, that I keep up with. That is a business page for my photography. So either of those. I have emails on my Facebook page that they can directly email me. I have phone numbers, I believe, on my Facebook page. They can shoot me a text. So it's pretty easy to figure out a way to get in touch with me.
What is a good phone number to reach out to you?
My phone number is area code 361-290-2826. I started my business in Corpus Christi, Texas. That's where I was living at the time. That's where my first born son was born. So it was just a number that I've had for so long. I didn't want to change it when I moved back to Arkansas because everybody knew how to reach me there. Sure. So I don't have any plans of changing my phone number or anything. So that should stay the same. But yeah.
Sounds great. Well, I appreciate you coming out and coming on the podcast today.
Yeah, I'm so thankful you guys had me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only. So if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.